quarantine. We talked about this word in the last episode of 3-Minute English. And a lot of people are talking about this word these days. But I think this word has a very interesting history. Do you know where it comes from? Why does it mean separating sick people from a population? Let's look deeper. I'm Paul Preston. From Venture English, this is 3-Minute English, a podcast in English, about English, for English learners. In this episode, I want to introduce a new series I'm working on called Where Did That Come From? We'll talk about the origin of common words and phrases in English. It should be a lot of fun, and for English learners, it's a great way to remember words, phrases, and idioms. So, let's get started with that word, quarantine. If you speak Italian, you might recognize the word right away. It comes from the Italian word for 40, or quaranta. What does that have to do with separating people who are ill? Well, back about 500 years, in an era called the Renaissance, the Italian city of Florence was a trade hub of Europe. Many, many ships came from Africa and Asia to trade with Europe in this city. But residents and merchants knew that these ships also carried diseases from all around the world. So, to protect themselves, they made a rule. Sailors from these foreign ships must spend 40 days isolated, kept away from people, before they could enter the city. This became known as the quarantine. And that is how the word came to be related to separating people who are ill. This practice probably started much earlier than the Renaissance. In fact, they were doing this in the Venetian city of Dubrovnik at least 100 years earlier. So, there is the origin of quarantine. I hope you'll watch for future episodes of Where Did That Come From? On your podcast feed. And I hope you'll subscribe to that podcast too. And be sure to check out our website at ventureenglish.com. That's VENTURENglish.com. We're adding new materials every day, and you can become a member for free. And take advantage of our new materials, our resources, and our videos for studying English. If you have any questions for me, please email me anytime at paul@ventureenglish.com. Or come to our website and leave a message on the podcast page. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for joining me. I'm Paul Preston. And this has been 3-Minute English.